Hi, my name is Trevor. I'm calling from Bakery. I was looking for Tanya.
This is Tanya.
Hey, Tanya. You're probably excited about your nuptials tomorrow.
Yes, Trevor. Thank you. What's up?
So I'm calling you today because, there was a little bit of an issue that we had, and so the cake for your wedding might be, like, a little different than, what you were planning on when we deliver it.
Oh, okay. What issue was there, and how different is it going to be?
First of all, I'm very excited for your wedding. Like, what's your color scheme?
I don't really feel like talking about that right now. You just called me and said that something is wrong with the cake, so I would like to know what's wrong with the cake.
Yeah, so I made a little bit of a mistake yesterday, and I delivered your cake to the wrong place yesterday, and so...
Oh, my God.
So there was a dog show we were making a doggy cake for, and I read the thing wrong, and then I grabbed your cake, and I took it to the dog show, and so I...
Okay.
It was a really cool dog show, too, by the way. Like, there was a lot of, like, really cute pooches there. And they...
Okay, yeah, I'm sure. At what point did it occur to you when you arrived at a dog show holding a wedding cake, did you not realize that that was the wrong delivery?
That's a valid question. So I didn't realize it until I sat it down and I took it out, you know, because the doggies were supposed to eat it. And then I was like, that's a wedding cake. I wonder if a couple of these pooches are getting married. And then they started eating it. And then one of the organizers came up to me and was like, that looks like a wedding cake. And I was like, yeah, well, I assume some of the doggies are getting married. And then they informed me it was a dog show. And then I got in a lot of trouble because doggies aren't supposed to eat that kind of cake. It wasn't the doggy cake we made for them. So.
Oh.
But.
Okay. Just please stop talking for a second. What can we do to fix this? My wedding is tomorrow. That cake costs thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I already put the last down payment on it.
Yeah.
What can you do to rectify this? I can't even believe you sent my cake to a dog show. Like, who does that?
Okay, so I know this is upsetting news, especially since your wedding is tomorrow and you had your mind set on the cake that we made for your reception, but, like, we do have another option for
what
you.
What is the option?
So we have a really cool cake. It was the one that was supposed to go to the doggy show. I can give you that one, and we can cut the price in half.
You can cut the price in half for a cake made of Alpo and peanut butter? What's in this cake? Is it made for dogs to eat?
It's made for dogs to eat, but humans can also eat it. And it's just really cool. On the cake, it has, like, a couple doggies on top. And then it says, it's doggy time. So, like, that could be kind of fun at your reception.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun if my guests were poodles. It doesn't make any sense to bring a dog cake that's made for dogs to a wedding. I don't even care what it looks like at this point. I don't even care that it says it's doggy time. Do you realize that that is a dog cake made for dogs? My guests are going to eat this after dinner.
Okay. Well, I did look on Wikipedia and it says, like, that humans can also eat the dog food, and it doesn't taste like dog food. It tastes like cake. I took a bite of it just a little earlier to see, and it tastes...
You took a bite out of the cake that you are offering me half price for, that at this point you should be paying me to accept from you?
Oh.
How are you employed?
Well, I applied for a job and then they gave it to me.
You know what, Trevor, I'm going to get you fired so bad. It's doggy time? I mean, really? You want the to call me up and tell me that it's doggy time on my wedding?
Tanya, this is actually Jubal from The Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you, and your sister set you up.
Oh, blood pressure is through the roof right now. Oh, my God.
She said you're getting married tomorrow and wanted to hopefully relieve some stress with a phone prank.
Oh, my God, I'm going to kill her. I'm literally uninviting her. Oh, my God.